may be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happened during this healing meditation be a blessing to all of us in body, mind, and spirit. Amen. Sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release all the excess energy in the body. We're especially releasing any energies around the hips and thighs, any invalidation that we've given ourselves in our waistline or our hips or our thighs. So we're just releasing angst, anxiety, disappointment, upset, and we're starting to really fall in love with our body as all of this stuff just drops down the grounding cord. I love myself, whole and complete. I am in divine order, and I can change. Everything is right with my world. Draw a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from the ovaries to 1 foot below the body. And then straight down to the center of the earth. Set the right ovary and left ovary on release. And release all the excess energy in the body. Release all your healing projects. Release everybody else, what they want. Release your children, your partners, your boyfriends, lovers, husbands. Let them all go. Going up to the adrenal glands, the right and left adrenal gland. Draw a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from the adrenals to the first chakra and down to the center of the earth. Set the adrenals on release and begin to release the excess energy in the adrenals. It's really, really important to have these adrenals mostly set at calm. The adrenals kick out cortisol, which is a hormone that helps keep generating fat on the tummy and the hips. So really, really, when you're having lots of activations on the adrenals, like you're having a very stressful life, you want to really get yourself relaxed, take walks, meditate, bring yourself back into balance. Okay, so we're going to pulse some little golden suns on the adrenals. Very, very good. We want those adrenals functioning at 100%. And 100% means that they're not stressed and they're not taxed and they're not on overdrive. They are happy, relaxed, peaceful. Surprisingly, the beeps from your cell phone and your computer actually turn your adrenals on, as well as honking horns, as well as interactions that are stressful from others, and watching a difficult, like an action movie that has a lot of violence in it. So if you're going through your 61 days here, you actually want to avoid a lot of that. You could turn the beeps on your computer and your cell phone to pleasant sounds or no sounds at all. You could actually make a conscious decision not to watch any violence during these 61 days. It's really, really important to keep yourself happy and relaxed. Maybe you want to do some extra bubble baths with candles. Maybe you want to take some long walks in the woods, or you want to take a run on the beach. Really just looking at what calms you, soothes you, relaxes you. Smelling yummy essential oils will tell the body to relax, especially the aphrodisiac oils, rose and jasmine and tangerine and lang lang. Those are all heart-opening oils. So we really want those adrenals entirely and completely happy and relaxed and supported so that they can support you in developing this beautiful, natural little waist, this wonderful waist that you love being squeezed and held by your sweetheart. Really that perfect waist, perfect hips, those hips and waist that you love showing off in jeans. You know what makes you happy when you think about waist and hips. Imagine that. Let's use that fuel to fire these concepts, to really stimulate the movement in the direction that is your dream picture. Going up to the center of your head, sitting in your throne room in the center of your head, let's go ahead and wash out the center of the head, clear out any cobwebs or excess boxes or paperwork, anything that would say that this is what you have, any way that you've convinced yourself that this is what you're stuck with or this is what you have no choice in the matter. Let's just wash all of that away. Maybe there's a few unkind things people have said to you through the years or teased you. You have no butt. You have a big butt. You know, you look like a boy. Whatever that is. Let's just wash all those words and stuff that's stuck up there. Let's wash it out. Great. And then if you have done sessions with me, you'll know that you washed it out the trap door. And if you haven't, here's the deal. We have a little trap door out the back of the head. So you wash that out with a spiritual fire hose out the back of the head. And then you close the trap door right after it's all washed out. Good job, everyone. And then let's go ahead and pop out the top of the head. Let's pull the aura into 18 inches around the body. Let's firm up and tighten up the aura. Fill in any dings, dents, or holes. Definitely look behind your hips and your thighs and your waist and in front of your hips and thighs on the sides. Make sure that there's an aura all the way around. You don't want any leaky you leaking out into the universe. You don't want anybody else's information leaking into you. So just shore yourself up. Put a golden vacuum cleaner at the top of your head and spiral down around your head. And we're going to pay especially a lot of attention to just at the bottom of the rib cage all the way down to the knees. We're going to vacuum all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls and whatever you've collected. We're cleaning out especially the aura, the inside of the aura, around the waist, hips, and thighs. And then all the way down around your calves, knees, ankles, feet, and under the feet. And then let's go ahead and throw that vacuum cleaner down the big grounding cord. Opening your feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. Bringing cosmic energy into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, and down into your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, through the fingers and out the fingertips. And then more of that energy down through your back channels, all the way into your bottom, your butt, and then looping up through the pelvic cradle, through the belly, and all the organs and digestive system through the belly, and all the way up through the rib cage, neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain. Bathing and cleansing your aura. And then imagine that you have a beautiful golden shop vac. And this beautiful golden shop vac is your liposuction machine. And for you who have extra, excess on your thighs and hips, let's use that Golden Shop Vac liposuction and let's clean up and clear out anything that isn't quite perfect and let's make it all perfect. So have some fun with that. And for you who would like a curvier figure, let's imagine that you have this beautiful Shop Vac full of your being, your essence, and you're now making a more curvaceous body. So you can be a sculptor and you can sculpt exactly what you want. For those of you who are enjoying just removing this spiritually, and of course the body really follows quickly what the mind is believing it's doing, the body will believe also as long as you have that belief system. So just imagining maybe melting like butter, anything that is not in your beautiful picture of yourself. And then let's imagine now that we've got this shape that we really want, you're holding that shape that you really want. Let's imagine energizing and infusing the muscles with firm tone. You are firm and tone. You feel very strong and powerful. You come from a place of strength. That's really, really wonderful. All right, and you can throw that Shop Vac down the grounding cord. If you were sculpting, any sculptor's tools can go down the grounding cord. Let's go ahead and energize this area with a golden sun. Bringing a golden sun into the top of your head and right down into your body, and especially lots and lots of gold energy through the waistline and hips, so that whole area of the torso from the waist down is being energized with gold energy, a golden sun. And then all the way into your thighs and knees and down your feet. And also that gold energy has gone into your shoulders, arms, and hands. And then bringing more of that gold energy in. Another golden sun at the top of your head. Bringing that golden sun into your body and down into your arms and legs and torso and down, 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 down. Filling yourself up and glowing with this gold energy. Sealing up the healing from the day. And breathing in and out and putting a golden sun at your head. And this one, you sit there as a beautiful, slender yogini. So you are, as a spirit, wearing the body of your dreams. And you're popping yourself into your body, spirit and body, with that perfect spirit body. And that physical body is just really moving right towards that perfect body. Filling out your toes and your fingers, your feet and your hands. Your ankles, your wrists, your shins and calves, knees and thighs, forearms, elbows, arms, shoulders, filling out your torso, your hips, your waist, really bringing that perfect spiritual body into this perfect physical body, now transforming, breathing in and out, activating your light cells. So now we're just letting that golden sun in the entire body pulse and activate the light in every one of your cells. So you're warming and fueling your energetic body, your metabolism. You're enjoying this beautiful experience. You're the perfect curves, the perfect shape, the shape that you've always longed to be. You feel energized and relaxed. Joyful, celebratory, you know something is good is on its way. breathing in and out, and breathing in and out again, deep cleansing breaths. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.